Now, hold on to your nerves. Did that get your attention? I thought it might. Screams are one of the most fundamental of human noises, something we're all programmed to do right from the second we're born, no matter what culture we're part of. Yet until now, no one has ever thought to investigate what it is that makes a scream quite so alarming. Could it be the sheer volume? Could it be the high pitch? Both seem sensible answers, but now we have reason to believe that it might be something else altogether. James Farr spoke to David Popple to find the answer.
What we found is that screams occupy a very reserved niche of the acoustic soundscape, of all the possible sounds you might entertain or generate. So it's not just that it's speech that's very loud or song that's very loud or something like that. It's actually reserved. It has a special acoustic quality, which has a weird technical definition. It's actually called roughness. And roughness is actually the rate of modulation of the sound's loudness, if you will.
That makes sense, really. What makes us jump to attention is how quickly the sound goes from loud to quiet and back to loud again. If it does this once per second, then we say that the volume modulates at a rate of 1 hertz. So how rough is, say, normal human speech? And how does this compare to the rate of modulation in a scream?
If you just measured or recorded our conversation right now, that turns out to be between 4 and 5 hertz cross-linguistically, by the way, whether I'm doing an analysis of Mandarin Chinese or of German or of English. Now, if you take a sound and you modulate its amplitude much, much more rapidly, like 30 to 150 hertz is what we found in our measurements, that's what gives it this quality of roughness. And the more of that roughness modulation a sound has, the more screamy it sounds and the more scary you rate it, in fact.
Now we know the key property of the scream itself, but how can we find out if human screams are the only sound that has this effect on us? By measuring the local activity in all the different regions of the brain using an MRI scanner, you can see that the more rough a sound is, the more an area called the amygdala, aka the emotional hub of the brain, becomes activated. You can then measure the roughness of a whole host of different sounds and predict exactly which ones will have you jumping out of your seat, just like a scream would.
It turns out that no other auditory signals really have this particular modulation, with one crucial exception, and that turns out to be other alarm sounds. So if you look at car alarms, police sirens, irritating alarm clocks, these are the kind of auditory signals that also have this roughness modulation. So it's interesting. It means that sound designers who make these kind of stimuli, by trial and error in some sense, happened upon exactly this kind of sound quality. And that's because it's very salient and very attention-grabbing. So they're just super effective at getting you to be afraid, run away, scream bloody murder, or what have you.
Just checking you hadn't switched off there. It's all very well and good, this new knowledge, but what exactly is the relevance of it?
We can take any old signal, like, you know, me saying some not fantastically interesting sentence to you, and I can modulate it in that way and make it sound like a scream.
It would be absolutely criminal if I didn't give this a go. Let's take the everyday sound of a yawn and see what we can do. That should do it. Hold on to your seats, everyone. Oh, wow. I don't know about you, but I am truly quaking in my boots. Still, I don't quite get what I can achieve with this, though, other than using it in the next Naked Scientist's Halloween special, of course.
Now, that means, of course, you can use it to make more effectively tuned alarm signals, more specific sounds, sirens, but you can also, of course, use it for all kinds of entertainment fun. You could make scarier movies. You can optimize the stuff by, you know, correlating it with other visual information and so on.
Even scarier movies? That sounds like more nights behind the sofa for me. That was David Popple from the University of New York, and his work was published in Current Biology.